Well, if you wanted some warm, fuzzy passages this morning, I don't think we got it here in Acts. This is kind of a difficult time in Paul's life and in the life of the church. I don't know how many of you in your life have experienced occasions where you really felt the Lord was telling you to do something. Or not to do something, or to say something, or whatever the case may be. I know there have been occasions in my life when I know it was definitely the Lord that was guiding me or leading me to do something or to say something. And perhaps you've also been on the receiving end of that when someone has maybe told you that God has spoke to them and said something to them. And sometimes it's a matter of us trying to decipher, what is the Spirit really telling me? Because if we look at the text here this morning, there are people who are skeptics of the Bible and say, I see, or I think I sense a contradiction here of what the Spirit is saying, because we just heard something earlier and now we're hearing something that sounds a little different. I'm here to tell you the Bible does not contradict itself. Amen. And if you look at this text, you'll realize exactly what is going on here, and to recognize that sometimes as the Spirit moves in our lives and the Spirit moves in another person's life, that sometimes you realize the Spirit is sharing truth. Sometimes that truth has to be meshed together to understand what the fullness of the Holy Spirit is saying in any given situation. I'm going to get there this morning. We got to take a little bit of time to set the stage here. But here we are in Acts 21. And what we were dealing with previous is Paul knows that he's got to hit the road. He's got to go to Jerusalem because he has felt compelled by the Spirit of God to go to Jerusalem. He bypassed Asia there. He talked to some Ephesian elders and told them, I'm not going to see you again. I've got to go to Jerusalem. They wept and they cried, but they let him go. He had already confirmed the Spirit had compelled him to go. Even though he knew hardships would come, he must go. And now here we are in chapter 21, and we hear some more about this same thing. Here comes a new twist. Human emotions and opinions sometimes try to sway what the Spirit is doing. That happens, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, if the Spirit was telling me I needed to go somewhere and I was going to have some hardships that are coming, I'd do everything I can to kind of tweak that direction a little bit if I could. You know, you sure, God, that's what you really want me to do, or whatever. If I knew that was someone else, someone in my family that I knew was heading towards some hardships, the Spirit was saying, you're heading towards some very difficult hardships, I would see if there's any other way we could get kind of around that and not have to deal with that. But here we are in the story of today. There's this twist that happens. The disciples shared what the Spirit had told them. Now, it looks on the surface that it might be a contradiction to what was being said earlier, because Paul said the Spirit told him, compelled him to go to Jerusalem. There would be hardships and persecutions and difficulties that would take place. And now the disciples who are with him in this text are saying in chapter 21, verse 4, that the Spirit had told them something. Let me read this to you. It's not a contradiction, even though it might seem like it. Here we are. Finding the disciples there as we arrived, that was Luke and the others and Paul. Finding the disciples there, we stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. Now, we have a context to this, don't we? The context is Paul was shared, the same thing that was shared to Paul was shared to them in the sense that Paul's going to go to Jerusalem and some tough stuff's going to happen. Now, what this text, I don't believe, is saying in its context is that the Spirit said to them, tell Paul he's not to go, and the Spirit tells Paul, Paul, you're supposed to go. I believe what the Holy Spirit was telling them is Paul is going to face some very difficult times ahead. And when they heard the Spirit tell them that, they were saying, Paul, don't go. Don't go to Jerusalem, because the Spirit told us some tough times are coming. That's not a contradiction. The Spirit had told them, and the Spirit had told Paul. And now there's this twist. Didn't say the Spirit told them he shouldn't go, just that they didn't want him to go because of what the Spirit had told them. I don't see any contradiction whatsoever where some people try to find a contradiction in the text. Same information, two different responses. Paul's compelled to go, the disciples urging him, Paul, not to go. Were they wrong in urging Paul not to go? I don't think. Human emotion, human love, human relationships would say, I don't want you to go where you're going to be harmed, right? And what do they do in the following two verses after 21:4, where they're saying, we're urging him not to go? They ultimately got down on their knees and prayed. And I believe as they got down and prayed, healing began to come to an understanding that sometimes we are called to a very difficult task, whether we want it or not. And we continue on in that text, and it happens yet again. In a few verses later, perhaps this is another confirmation for maybe the disciples and for Paul, I don't know, because of the difficulties that were coming ahead, Agabus comes, a prophet, and he takes Paul's belt and he straps himself with Paul's belt. And he says to Paul and those who are around him, the Jews in Jerusalem apparently are going to bind Paul and hand him over to the Gentiles, the Romans. He was going to go to prison. Paul was going to have to go to prison. And once again in that text, Luke includes himself. He says, we urged him not to go. But the Holy Spirit's compelling never stopped. I try to put myself in Paul's shoes. I find it a very difficult place to be, humanly speaking, because he could very well have said to his brothers and sisters in Christ, you're right. I'm not going to go to Jerusalem. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to be persecuted. I don't want to go to prison. I know you're here for me, so let's just stay here and do whatever it is we're supposed to do here. But he was compelled by the Holy Spirit to go. I ask myself and I ask you a difficult question for us this morning. This isn't the warm fuzzy thing, but a difficult question. Even in difficulty, are we willing to serve? Even in trying times, are we willing to serve? Even knowing where something might take us, are we still willing to serve? Paul said in verse 14, he would die for Jesus' sake. Would we? The older I get, the easier it is to answer yes to that question. Maybe it's because I'm just getting older and my heavenly home is coming sooner than it was yesterday. But would we answer that? Would we die for Jesus' sake? Like Paul said he would. When compelled by the Holy Spirit, nothing can stop what God will do through us. And that's another thing I want you and I to understand. Even if God has in our lives a pretty difficult path to walk, God will take you through it. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will take you through whatever path it is that you have to take. And you have to trust him with that. He will take you through whatever it is you have to go through. Ultimately, when the disciples were gathered with Paul there that second time after Agabus had done what Agabus had done, what was the final statement said in verse 14? The Lord's will be done. the Lord's will be done. You'll never be at more peace than when you're asking that the Lord's will be done in any and every situation. Even in situations we don't quite even comprehend. Romans 12:1 says to you and to me that we are called to be living sacrifices. Sometimes we think in the church we want people to be led to believe that living for Jesus is easy. That living for God will eliminate almost all the struggles that you have. And that's not being honest. Oftentimes it's different kinds of struggles that we may have. But I can say that even in the struggles that you or I may have, when you are asking God's will to be done in your life, you have everything you need to make it through whatever it is you've got to get through. And sometimes it's a short, difficult patch, and sometimes it's a very long one. But God is always there. Paul knew when he went to Jerusalem, not knowing exactly what was going to happen, he knew that God would go with him because the Spirit compelled him to go. And if the Spirit compels us to go, you know who's going to be there with us? God will be there with us. Now, Paul's journey is not like most people's journey is. Paul's was a lot harder. If you had a hall of fame for those who had to go through difficult times in their life, Paul would be up there in the hall of fame with all the things that he had to deal with for his life in Christ. I'm talking about people who are suffering for being a believer, not just people who suffer. There are a lot of people who suffer. But Paul was suffering. A lot of his suffering came because he proclaimed Jesus. And he suffered a lot because of that. Now, Paul's journey, like I said, is not most people's journey that difficult, that dramatic. But our journey still may have some rough patches. Things happen. Some things we create ourselves by our own behaviors, and sometimes things happen to us that have nothing to do with us. We may face struggles and heartaches and suffering, but you can know that you are praying God's will be done in your life, that God will never leave you. Never leave you. Never leave you. That encourages me. That encouraged Paul, and that should encourage you as well, to allow him to work in every phase of our life. Even if it means sometimes the squirming in our pew that we've got some tough stuff that we have to go through too. Yeah, I would say when I pray, Lord, even Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was praying, if this cup could pass from me, if there's a way in which this wouldn't have to happen, and I'm using my own words, but in essence, it's what he said. Then God, let's do it that way. But what did he say to end his prayer? But God, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus had to go through that himself too. Paul had to go through that. And sometimes you and I have to go through that. But I want you to know you can face the struggle knowing that God's going to get you through it. No temptation that comes to you is not common to man, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, I believe it is. But in that time of temptation, God will provide a way for you and I to get through it, to get out of it, to get to the other side of it. That's a promise he gives us. And you and I need to know that. One other thing I think we ought to note here is that when Paul went to Jerusalem, God wasn't making him suffer. It was sinful humanity that was causing Paul to suffer. But God said, in that suffering, you're going to bring me glory. You see, it was the Jews that hated him that wanted to bring suffering to him. It was the Gentile Roman soldiers and those people that were putting him in prison. They were all doing things that really they shouldn't have done, because Paul didn't deserve any of it. But what God was doing in the midst of all of that stuff that was going on, I said, I am going to use you for my glorious purposes, no matter what humanity tries to do to you. He knew he would suffer. But God led him through it. And he'll lead us through it as well. Some people might say, life is not fair. And maybe that's so. But what I can say to you as a believer in Jesus Christ is, in that unfairness, God will bring you through and take you to the other end. And ultimately, you will be satisfied. Whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, whatever it might be, you will be satisfied. Sometimes there's a price to pay. But if I'm paying that price for Jesus, then let it be so. Folks, if you go through struggles and difficulties in your life, let your light shine in that difficulty, because that's what God's wanting you to do, like he's wanting Paul to do when he goes to prison and he's sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the prison guards and the fellow prisoners. And when he's doing whatever he's doing, he says, you know, to live is Christ and to die is gain. This is Paul. This is what Paul is doing. I pray you and I can do the same thing as we face life difficulties. Because you know, when people are looking at you and me, they're not looking at you and me when life is going well in our lives. Because anyone can expect to be happy when things are going well in your life. You know, when people are looking at you and me, they're looking at us when we face difficulty. How are we going to respond to that? God, may your will be done, and may our lives bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.